The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Good evening, everyone. I am not Victor Orocho. My name is John Ronneberg, and this is the Jersey Boys Sports Talk coming to you live from Newark, Delaware, and Lansdowne, PA. Mr. Byron Jones, how you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Been a long time. I don't have the itinerary for the show, so I'm just going to follow your lead, my friend.
We're going to wing it like we usually do. Victor, everybody knows, Victor is signing it again.
And he begged me to do it, so, you know, I can't turn the brother down, so just what it is, so... I mean, I guess we can start. NFL season starts tonight, Byron. What are your feelings?
Yes, my feelings are that the Rams should win tonight. I'm not going to Rams. I'm going to Bills and Josh Allen, the MVP front runner, whatever you want to call this guy.
Yeah, I will go with the Bills too. I mean, it was great seeing the Rams win the Super Bowl, I guess. But I kind of wanted the Bengals to win, so I kind of hold a little bit of a grudge there a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Bills, even though I still say they're one of the dirtiest teams in the NFL. But that's another story for another time. So, we're going to be on here a little bit, so I won't be able to watch the game, at least for the first part of it. But they never start on time anyway. So, you know, we'll catch most of it.
We'll warm up at that.
What you got?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Giant Land, Byron?
Von Miller, they let Blake Martinez. Blake go. Martinez, you know, their leading tackle, mm-hmm. you know, prior to him getting the injury, he's gone. Probably won't play Thibodeau probably on Sunday. And you have Ojulari probably won't play. So that's their two outside linebackers. So it's very interesting having pretty much the second string guys fill in while the guys are recovering from another injury.
And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, so please don't take it that way. But hadn't that been for the par for the course the last couple of years for the Giants?
They've been dealing with – The New York Giants since 2009 have had the most injuries and games lost than any in the NFL. Why? Since some of the sites that I'm on, you know, with the Giants and stuff, and they're trying to blame it on the turf, they're trying to blame it on the grass, they're trying to blame it on the trainings, that's snake bit. That's the only way you can put it.
I would agree with you to a certain extent. I mean, when there's no explanation, you have to go with snake bit, period. There's no other way around it. One of the things that I've talked before, I have no hatred for the Giants. They're one of my favorite teams in the NFC. But I hate seeing them like this. But I think part of it, can we talk about ownership? Can we talk about facilities? You know, making all the right decisions to make sure people stay healthy. That's kind of a tough thing to kind of navigate through. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I, as a Broncos fan, I'm not a fan of Nathaniel Hackett sitting all the starters during preseason. I understand it. But like Victor brought up a couple weeks ago, hey, if I'm a Bronco fan, I want to see Russell Wilson playing at least one of those games, one of the preseason games. But I understand Hackett saying that we want to keep him healthy. Maybe, you know, but with the Giants, I mean, you're basically starting once again all over again. And what you're looking at is, you know, you're looking down the barrel of a gun because you don't know what's going to happen. And you got to get these guys more familiar with each other in game situations than perhaps maybe some other teams in the NFL. Thoughts?
No, they said, Ronnie Barnes is their head at 47 years, this guy. He's been there, you know, as far as part of the good, the bad, the ugly. He's been there that long. And you figure, you know, they would kind of figure this out, you know, as far as these guys getting hurt, and, you know, in the off season, and before, you know, and it's just crazy. It's been that long that these guys, have been just basically a mess. I know when I played at Tulsa, like, you know, we had the artificial turf when it first came, you know, you just roll it out like a carpet, and then, you know, we but when it got either hot, and then we got a lot of guys getting hurt on it, we went to grass. And then when we went to grass, we have, you know, people, you know, getting hurt. So is it playing on grass? Or is it playing on turf? Is it playing on the new stuff? You know, what is it that, you know, is causing all these injuries?
Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a visit from the actual host of the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, Mr. Victor Orocho.
Hey, guys, I came in just to say hello. Hey, John, you're doing a good job. Thanks for standing in. Hey,
Byron. No problem.
I'm at a conference, and I actually – they were starting something. I said, let me sneak out real quick to join. It's funny. It's when I'm not on the show and I happen to listen in, is like you and Byron happen to bring up stuff that you agree with me. When I'm on the show, man, you guys will definitely tear me apart. You know, so I'm like listening to your Bronco stuff. Byron will always say stuff that I've said before and agree with it. But once I'm on the show, man, you guys will always go again. I don't care whatever I pick, he's picking the other side, right?
Yeah, I disagree with you, man. I disagree with you. There, you feel it?
See, yeah, that's my point. But we were going back to, like, you know, if I'm a Bronco fan and he's, you know, back to Russell Wilson we were talking about, but, like, you know, he is the excitement, man. Get that thing going is all I would have suggested. I wanted to add to your comment there. Back to Byron's comment real quick, and this is not why I joined, so you know, but I didn't want to interrupt the flow real quick. It was back to Byron's comment. You know, Byron, I don't know if they're practicing in the temperature the way they're doing, they're not warm. Something's wrong because it's just too many injuries in a team. Over the last how many years? You said like 2009, they've had how many injuries, right? Something's wrong, right? Wow. Someone's got to figure that out. I mean, you can't just blame the coach, right? Now it's not a coach. It's different. We've had 80 coaches over how many times, right? And so you got to fix something out. But look, I just wanted to join real quick. You know, John, I don't know if you know, but, you know, Byron and I lost a dear we lost a dear friend of ours the last couple of days. And if I was able to, today I wanted to dedicate this whole show. So Byron, what I'd like to do, if we can do another show and only dedicate it to Eric P. Mo Bryant and invite our friends and to share stories. And I'm just saying to you that our listeners, anybody from Middlesex County, anybody from the state of New Jersey, they knew who this guy was. Is that a fair statement, Byron? Is that a fair statement, Byron? Right? I mean, because even our fraternity brothers, John, they knew Mo. They knew this brother ran a 99-yard return, and he got hit by a car, and I don't know the whole story. I just wanted to dedicate this show to him. But, Byron, I wanted to probably do another show and purely dedicate it to, like, all people could come in and out for it, just tell stories about him. What do you think?
That's good, Byron. I see a lot of people excited because it was another person that passed away.
Watson, right?
That passed away too. So William Charles Watson.
Yeah,
that was another
God
one.
Bless so his family. They weren't together, right? Because they weren't together, right? It wasn't at the same time. It wasn't during the same time, right?
No.
It was totally separate instances.
No, it was two different times.
All right, so let me know about Mo Services. I don't want to interrupt too much of the show. I just wanted to make that comment. I couldn't feel comfortable. I haven't been comfortable these last 2 days in this conference, and people asking me, what's wrong? No, everything's all right. Everything's all right. Everything, you know, there's only so much news you want to tell somebody, right? But I just wanted to make sure this was somebody super special to me, to Byron, to it. Like, he was the essence of our town. Like, just he was, just was. So, I just wanted to bring that up and let Byron know that. And really, that's the part of I wanted to come on and tell them that you know, they could come on for a minute, they could come on for a show, they could come on for this. And it's going to be just dedicated to how great a player and an athlete this gentleman was, and he was my mentor, John. We were at a summertime. He would run with me and defensive back runs and stuff like that. So I'm sorry, I'm talking a little longer than I wanted to.
Come on. I mean, look at it like this. You lost someone that obviously meant a lot to you, you know. And unfortunately, as we're getting to the age now, guys, that this is going to happen more often than not. And if you need to talk about it, you got to talk about it. And if this is the format, hey man, let's go for it.
Yeah, he's, you know? Well, it was more like one is a sports show, and two, this guy was the quintessential athlete. You know, we won't mess around with Byron because Byron and him are really close, and Byron always busts his chops all the time. But in this case, I just wanted to bring that up. I wanted to say hello, and we still love him. We'll still bust his chops, and he's still, you know, playing great sports up in heaven. And this was accidental. He got hit by a car. So it wasn't like, you know, we had another friend that passed with, you know, things happen. But I just wanted to just let everybody know that we want to do that in Byron. I want to do that and just tell people it's not about the show. It's about being able. The one thing about having a show is that we're able to build a legacy for the future. This will always be evergreen. Does that make sense? We're going to be Byron. Our show is going to be around. If they pull up in the archives, we'll be there. I think we do something nice for him and Charles Watson and just the people. So. So anyhow, that's the deal. Did you see somebody post something now let me move back to the sports. You guys are the sports. I don't want to dim the show. I just wanted to give that side shout out to Mo and his family. Did somebody post something on Facebook with Dak Prescott about, you know, already move out of the playoffs? He already out. Like, you got into the playoffs, now you got out. Did you see that?
I've seen so many things like that about Dak over the last, like, 3 days.
Oh, my God. They're destroying him. So you guys continue. I really appreciate you picking it up for me, Byron and John. And God bless the Bryant family, the Watson family, the Gujan family. We lost, like, we lost three or four people in 10 days. So,
Dean Gujan.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been a tough week. So, but we're gonna keep going. God bless. Just remember that, you know, and remember your friends, and remember staying in touch with as many people as you possibly can, because you never know what could happen tomorrow. Kiss your family. Kiss everybody tonight. God bless you guys. I just wanted to come and say hello real quick, and then go back to what I need to do. Thank you, Byron, for always being there. Forever, always being there, and I will honestly tell you, I won't be on this show at the same time to tell you that I'm, you know, as well as I know your sister Vonda and your family. I am truly blessed to have the show with you for 3 years and to develop that relationship that I have with you. That's very special to me, Byron, and you mean a lot to me. So I just want you to know that. All right.
Yep, peace, my brother. A lot to me too.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye, guys. Take it easy, Vic. Love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Okay. Vic, thank you for this. Thank Victor Rocha for
pick, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick up the energy.
Sorry about that. I think he was just checking on us, spying on us, but that's all right. And I'm just gonna throw this out here. I heard stories about the gentleman you spoke with when I was in college. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I never met the gentleman, but, you know, you hear stories from, you know, Victor going down, you know, all the way. So, yeah, you know, hats off to you guys. Bless his family, you know, his friends, and, you know, see you on the other side, my friend. All right, well, where do you want to pick up after that, Byron? I didn't even know the guy. I'm getting a little bit emotional.
This athlete, but we'll talk about him, you know, next week. We'll cover him. Because I'll see a lot of those people on Saturday when I go up there. So, you know, I'll talk to them, you know, some of them, and see, you know, if they call in or whatever. But, he's a tremendous athlete. That's all you can say, man. But he was the better person a lot better person. He was the funniest guy you ever want to imagine. You know, he was a big Raider fan. Big fan.
I just want to touch on something real quick. You know, through high school, peewees, middle school, you know, junior high, whatever, we've all met these guys. We've all played with them. I'm never going to say I was a great athlete because I'd be lying, and people call me out for lying. John, you sucked, and I know I did. But, you know, but there's still been those people that we have that we played ball with, right, who were not only, you know, you talk about talking the talk and walking the walk. If someone's an exceptional athlete and they turn out to be an exceptional person too, sometimes that's really rare, you know, because if they're good and they know it, they're either going to be really arrogant, middle of the road, or they're going to be really humble. And I always found the guys that were the best athletes were the guys that didn't talk. You know what I mean? They were the ones who would, like, you got knocked on your butt, they'd be the first one there to pick you up. You know, and that's the. I'm not saying it's all rare. I mean, we have teammates like that. We've had teammates like that, but we also have, you know, people in our lives that are like that. You know, people like, well, you know who I am? Hell, all right. You know, bless his family, bless his friends, and, you know, give them all our best when you're there, Byron, this weekend. All right. All right, let's get back to football, shall we, before the waterworks start again. Going back to the Giants and being snake bit, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do, maybe it is the facility, maybe it's the field. You know, back in the day, they didn't seem to have that problem with that. Yeah, it could be it too. I mean, look at both teams that play there.
But now But the crazy thing is that the Jets don't have as many injuries as they play in the same field, but they practice at two different facilities. You know, I think the Jets are like at Forum Park or somewhere north of the Giants, you know, where they are. But why is it that the Jets have many crazy injuries, you know, as the Giants?
Well, I think part of it, and I'm probably going to tick off Joe Caprero here. The Jets are the Jets. You know, if anyone really got hurt, who's going to notice? I'm kidding. That's a bad joke, but the Giants. It could be something at the Giants facility. I'm sorry. What was that?
But they've had.
I didn't hear it.
Same head trainer for 40. I'm saying that they've had the same, head trainer for 47 years. 47 there. So, and, you know, they really haven't started getting crazy injuries since, you know, 09, you know, where they're, you know, at the top of the list as far as, by the player. So, you know, what's going on since 09? Because you figure 09 had, you know, Coughlin with the head coach, McAdoo, Shermer, Judge, you know, so they've had four, you know, and since 09. So, you know, what is the common denominator, you know, why these guys get hurt like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to sound weird. And you got to look at the top of the organization. You know, what are the Moras doing? You know what I mean? What are they doing to protect their players? I'm just throwing it out there, you know. It's if I were that owner, I would want to know why X, Y, and Z keeps happening. And, you know, if I had their money, let's say the Maras have more money than you and I ever see in our lifetime, you know, even independent from the team, I'm going to, like, hire an independent study to determine what the heck is going on with the Giants. You know, why they're always hurt. So,
because you have the one guy, Kadarius Toney. He's only been there 2 years. Mm-hmm. He's been hurt the whole 2 years that he's been there, his foot, his shoes, his quad, his core, his shoulder, his knee. And he's only been there 2 years. Two. And he's hurt. And he even like kind of question mark if he's going to play on Sunday. So, you know, what's going on with these guys that, you know, are just him that he's hurt all the time?
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair question. You know, I don't think you and I will ever know the answer, maybe in our lifetime, but, you know, it's a fair question. All right. But let's move off injuries. What else is going on with the G-men you want to talk about, or the NFL in general?
Oh, let's go to the NFC East. Let's bash everybody in the NFC East. We all have the Philadelphia Eagles, the wonderful Eagle fans that I'm surrounded by. You know, I've been listening to the radio, you know, WIP today. You know, they're like, yeah, you know, they're setting them up for 12, 13 wins, and you know, they had like the kind of like some kind of contest or whatever where you know people were picking how many games they're gonna win, and they, you know, go. You know, 12 and 5, you know, they're going to run away with the division, all kind of stuff. But then it all falls back to Jalen Hurts. If he plays well, possible. If he doesn't, it'll be a 9-win season.
And here's the thing. And actually, you know, I talk about my neighbor, the Suicidal Eagles fan. He actually moved about 2 weeks ago. So going to miss him. Steven. Take care in South Carolina, my friend. I know you're probably watching. But, so I have a Giants fan on the other side, but he's kind of one of those passive Giants fans who only watches when they're good.
Right.
New chick that moved in, a little bit older than me and my wife, but she was wearing Philly stuff the other day, which makes me think she's probably an Eagles fan. And I was out there, of course, with my Stanley Cup champion T-shirt, so I think she understands where – my vibe is coming from. So I haven't really had that many encounters with Eagle fans this week. Part of it, though, is because I was off on Tuesday and I have a ton of meetings on Tuesday where I'm in with Eagle fans. But I was off on Tuesday, so I didn't have that. So we'll see what happens. I'm of the opinion the Eagles are one of the teams that I'm not going to say are going to win, but I think they have a better chance than most of taking that division. If you look at it, breaking down, and you know, nothing but love and respect for the Giants, but I'm picking them third. Okay. I don't see that. I'm sorry. Dallas is Dallas. What do you say about it? A franchise where, oh, we're in the playoffs every year, but you can't win in the playoffs. Okay. Cowboy fans, like I said a couple weeks ago, delusional, plain and simple, delusional. All right. So,
I haven't won anything since 95.
Right, right. And since then, my team has won 3 Super Bowls, so go figure. You know, Giants have won 2. All right. We're the big D now, not you, Dallas. Denver, not Dallas. And I know I'm probably going to – I have people that I work with in Dallas who are watching right now. They're probably going to give me crap later on tonight, but that's all right. Every time I'm on a meeting with someone from Dallas, I always bash any team in Dallas, and I always start with the Cowboys, and then work my way down to the Stars and the Texans, the Rangers. So, but the Eagles.
Let's really kick it in the face right now. They just signed Jason Peters, the 40-year-old left tackle, the other day, since Tyron Smith is out until December. What do you think about that?
Okay, now I have my AARP card. I thought he did 2 already. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out for him. You know, I'm a couple years away from being eligible for Medicare. So I think he's the same. You know, he's a few years younger, but still, why would you come back at 40? And we talked about Tom Brady. What is there left to prove? Yeah, exactly. So I wish him well. I do. It's kind of like watching the Rocky Balboa movie when he like gets his license back to box. You know, it's like, yeah, wish him well. You know, so if he does well, great. If not, whatever. So, But yeah, I think the Eagles have the best chance to. And you're right. If Jalen Hurts is healthy, they got a chance to do something. Okay. They have a not bad receiving corps.
Forget what Jalen. He's gotten better every year that he's played. When he's at Alabama, you know, he got better second year. When he went to Oklahoma, he got better at Oklahoma. With the Eagles, he's got, you know, his first year, and then, you know, his second, he's gotten better every year. And, you know, people, you know, really don't look at that. You know, he's a student. His dad was a coach and everything. And, you know, the kid works hard. And I want to see an Alabama guy. Yeah, I like, University of Alabama, and see him succeed. You know, him and Tua, and Mac Jones, all those guys see him succeed, just not against Giants.
I was going to say there's a caveat there. So, no, I want to see the kid do well, too. I really do. I mean, I bust on Eagle fans all the time, but they kind of deserve it. However, you know, there are certain players, individuals that you want to see do well. And Jeff, you know, when they brought Jalen Hurts in, I thought, you know, if I'm Carson Wentz and they bring in I know my days are numbered unless I perform well. So, and let's face it, Carson Wentz has proven once again he's Carson Wentz. So I think and the other thing about Philly fans is they backstab their team so much. They like you. If you talk to an Eagles fan at the end of the season, you think that they not only lost every game, but they went out and smacked a baby. You know, they just talk so much crap about their team at the end of the season. But you know, if you look back on it, and us being kind of, you know, not really caring one way or the other, but we can look back at it objectively and say, hey, you know what? They weren't that bad. You know, in a couple of tweaks here and there, and once again, we're, you know, they're there. Yeah, so I'm not saying they're Super Bowl bound, but gosh, they can at least make a playoff run. So, all right, so we talk about the Cowboys.
There, and, you know, when you look at, what can we beat them up about?
They open up a game. No. What was your final thoughts on the Eagles? I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off there.
Oh, the Eagles. They're loaded, you know. They're my pick, even though I'm a Giant fan, you know, as far as going to win a division. But they're, and when you look at it, they're loaded from front to back. The offensive line, the wide receiver, the tight end, the back, you know, and the defensive line. You know, they got a great rotation linebacker. And by them picking up the guy from Johnson, I think his name is, from the Saints, you know, as far as having a safety, because that was the only thing they were lacking. You know, as far as the whole, you know, well, defensively, because they do have two shutdown corners. They got Slay and they got Bradbury. So they do have, you know, cover man-to-man if they have. But, you know, as far as, you know, as far as like the most complete team, Eagles in the season.
And I'm gonna follow up on something you just said. As far as those corners go, they don't get half the respect they deserve, I think. I think you're absolutely right. You have two shutdown corners. That's hard to beat, you know. And if this kid they got from the Saints is half as good at safety, that's going to take care of the middle, you know. So, I agree with that. I think the Eagles have the best chance to win the division. So, you want to talk about Tampa? Is that what you said?
Yeah, when the – Dallas playing when poor Micah Parsons is going to be chasing Tom Brady all over the place.
I did not hear that. Micah Parsons, God, I don't want to say he was a disappointment last year, but I thought he was going to do more. You know what I mean? He did a lot. Don't get me wrong.
How much more can he do?
I don't know, man. You know, beat up the world or something. He's one of those players when they come out, you know, you expect him to take on Godzilla and win. You know, I mean, he did. So he was impressive. But I don't know. There's just something that I felt watching him. I'm just like going, he's good. Maybe he'll be great next year. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
I think that what Dan Quinn is the coordinator there in Dallas. I think a lot of stuff, you know, when he blitzes the way he does, I think a lot of stuff is friends. And, you know, probably the defensive coordinator call, you know, as far as, you know, him not always dropping in a coverage or basically playing the linebacker position that he's supposed to. And because he rushes a lot. Like, he's going.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, he's more like an edge rusher than a, you know, a off the ball linebacker. But, you know, he was, to me, last year, the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And like I said, it's just, you know, and maybe it's just because of the hype. I expected more. You know what I mean? I think we both picked him to be Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. But yeah. I don't know. It's just.
And he was.
And he was, but it's just, there's something missing. You know what I mean? I can't put my finger on it. It's hard to explain. There's certain players, like I said, you want them to take on Godzilla and win, you know, but I don't know. And maybe it would have, done something in the playoffs, something outstanding, that might have been what maybe pushed him into that category. I don't know. Dak Prescott, how's his arm doing? Dak
running down. His chicken wing? His chicken wing is good. They just had a report today about his ankle.
Really?
They were talking about his ankle. Yeah, they're saying that he was on an injury list as far as the first time. His chicken wing and a little twisty thing. So, yeah, we'll see. He should be fine on Sunday. We'll see.
They don't have a backup quarterback. You know that, right?
No.
They cut their backup. There you go. Maybe that'll what will be to put him over the edge. He's already wearing a quarterback jersey number, so why not? You know, in like a number 11
single. They'll have they'll run a single wing. They'll have Elliott back there. You know, quarterback slash tailback slash wingback slash blocking back,
tight end slash tackle slash So, defensively, there's nothing on besides Micah Parsons. There's nothing on the Cowboys that impresses me. I think they're middle of the road defense, even with Micah Parsons.
But they do have a very good defensive coordinator. So, you know, we'll keep him in games. Dan Quinn, Quinn is not bad at all.
I love Dan Quinn. I was upset when he went to. Atlanta over Denver. I'll put you like that because I wanted Dan Quinn as a coach in Denver. All right, let's. Although there, are, Alan isn't on. Do we want to waste any time talking about the Commanders?
Wait a second. Man,
what? You have Chase.
What?
There he is.
I mean, I can't stop talking about them, even though it's going to be a little rough.
Okay, just so you know, Alan, I lived in the D.C. area for quite a period of time.
Okay.
And there's one thing that I came to realize, and this is after college, right? Denver had lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Giants fans were kind of cool about it. They weren't, you know. Denver lost to Dallas when I was a kid. Dallas fans kind of cool about it. Doug Williams beats John Elway in the Super Bowl, and you would think that the sky had opened up and manna had fallen from heaven with honey and milk. And, they went back with Rippon a couple years later. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing since. Now, I like that Rippon's nephew is now a Bronco. He's our backup. Mm-hmm. He's got a good arm and a good head. But as far as my view, and I don't know if you saw what I posted the other day, Byron, that Washington sports teams to me aren't even worth mentioning. No offense, but so I'm of the opinion that Dan Snyder needs to go. If I'm a Commanders / Redskins / whatever you want to call him fan, he needs to go. He needs to sell the team, which he won't do. Mm-hmm. he needs to let someone run the team, which he won't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I
well,
still
technically now his wife is running the team after he got in trouble with the NFL over the other stuff. But yeah, we all know that that's worst kept secret. Come on now, come on now.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Wentz is the quarterback.
He is the quarterback now, and I mean, I'm waiting to see how many games he's gonna survive before he gets injured. Because last year, remember, Fitzmagic was supposed to be our quarterback. He made it what, one quarter, two quarters, and he was gone and never came back, and then retired from the NFL. So, I mean, I want to see if Wentz can make it through. Let's give him four games right now, okay? Reason why I say four games, give him the first, give him a few games to try to see what happens, because the thing you know for Carson Wentz, he's going to do something to get himself injured most likely, and we do have a backup in Taylor Heineke that he's pretty good, but I'm just waiting to see, because, I mean, I saw Wentz when he was a quarterback for North Dakota State, and I remember that for the championship game, he did not even play half the year. He had been injured. He made it back in time for the championship game. He didn't even play, I think it was five or six games when they were going through the playoffs. Because I remember watching that in college, just because I try to keep track of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the Eagles, what did he really do there other than play a game, get injured, and then let Nick Foles take care of it.
Yeah. Byron, what's that Italian word we use to describe someone like Mr. Wentz? Fragile?
Fragile.
I agree. Me and Byron both liked watching Heineke last year. I mean, he was actually the quarterback from the Redskins that we talked about. Because he was doing some incredible stuff. I would have given it if I'm ownership, if I'm GM, he's my starter.
You got to understand something though, with how Washington is, they wanted to try to make a big splash because they've been trying to make a few upgrades at the stadium, and also because they like Heineke, they just don't think that he's going to be able to make it the whole year. And besides, Ron Rivera has the other backup was his guy in Carolina that he put in first before Heineke, but then he got hurt, so he had no choice but to put Heineke in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Heineke is like, yeah, I'm not getting paid as much, so I'm definitely the backup. And, I mean, as much as Rivera wanted his guy to be the backup before Heineke, Heineke's what he did last year and how he was keeping them in games at times, he couldn't even ignore that. And, I mean, it's just a shame that and seeing how hopefully the defense is going to do better. But, I mean, I went to Redskin Park one time, and when I was there, I actually got to go into Mr. Snyder's office, and John and Byron, you will both appreciate this. He has a chess set there. And you want to guess what the two teams are on the chess set?
Washington and Dallas.
And you want to guess who's the king and the queen?
I can't make that joke. Go ahead, because Byron knows where I'll go with that.
Well, no. The thing is, he made the king and the queen pictures of him and his wife for the Washington chess set. I saw that with my own eyes. I'll never forget it. I got a 3-month vacation after that, but you know what? It was still worth it.
Yeah. We were out in Colorado 5 years ago. My niece got married, and the town of Littleton, which is outside of Denver, my buddy Kelly, who works for the Broncos, I've talked to him about it before, Byron, but he works at Mile High and all this. And we went out to dinner with him and his wife, and one of my wife's friends from Washington lives out there now. I was talking to him. I put something up the other day about now it's only a matter of a week before an NFL team controls my life for the next 3 months. And he wrote, yeah, anything but the Commanders. And I'm like going, dude, you were a huge Redskin fan back in the day. And I said, what happened? He goes, yeah, Dan Snyder. And then I really started to love the Broncos after I was out here for a year and a half. So that kind of changed. So, you know, if you want, Alan, you can always come join the Blue and Orange bandwagon. I say it to Byron all the time, too, but he's not ready to desert the Giants yet.
Well, I've been a loyal Commanders fan, but the funny thing is the two teams that I've appreciated besides the Commanders in the NFL, one of them is the Broncos, the other one is the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we don't talk too well about the Buccaneers here, do we, Byron? Unless Victor's on.
That's Victor's team. That's Victor's.
Yeah. Okay. Victor will tell you he loves the Giants, but he's got Tom Brady on speed dial. So, and him and his wife and Giselle, yeah, they brunch together. So, yeah.
Well, no. I'm talking about the Buccaneers back when Trent Dilfer was a quarterback. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just a fan.
Okay.
No, it's way back. I mean, just like for the Broncos, back when Elway was there and they weren't good. So, I mean, I do know what you're saying, but it's not like, you know, how some people say they're jumping on the bandwagon. No. I mean, I watch it, but being a Commanders fan right now is tough. It really is because
it's got to be.
We did the show yesterday for the NFL. I picked the Commanders to be third, and that's going to be only because the Giants they're going to be last, unfortunately. And I was between the Eagles and the
Cowboys. It's okay, Byron. It's okay.
But Byron, I picked the Eagles. Eagles.
Well, we were just talking about it, how Eagles fans, you get to the end of season and say they lose, you think that they not only lost, but they slapped a small child too. Because that's the way Eagles fans react to everything.
No, that was like what happened last year when the Commanders played and the Eagles, all you had to do was win.
Yep.
I don't know how you guys lost that game, and I just was looking at the TV just shaking my head.
Now, Byron failed for the last couple of years with my neighbor who is a suicidal Eagles fan. After that game, I told Byron a story. I went out on the deck to let my dogs out, and he's sitting there in the dark. It's like 0 degrees outside, and he's just like mumbling, effing Eagles, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, but anyway, go on, Byron.
I'm surrounded here. I'm surrounded. They're all around me. That's all I hear, eagle. So it is what it is.
And where I am, I'm stuck between Eagle and Raven fans. But the thing I always find about them is they're interchangeable depending on who has the better record. Just saying.
That's true.
So I wore a Broncos t-shirt to get gas. This was about 5 years ago. And this guy comes up and he called me a bandwagon jumper and he's wearing a Ravens t-shirt. I said, oh, so you're a lifelong Ravens fan. Yeah. So where's your Brian Sipe jersey, dude? Didn't have an answer. He walked away. So that's my view of Raven fans. So unless you were born like in the 90s, nah, dude. You're not lifelong, so.
I mean, I have the same issue with baseball, but I get you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about tonight? Byron, I feel like I've been talking way too much, and you know I love to talk anyway.
All good. I just have one question. Chase Young, what's up with him, the man for the Commanders?
I'm hoping he comes back in 4 games like they say he's going to. I mean, he's a beast. But the thing is, I want to see him do more with John Allen and Daron Payne and just be more of an impact player as a teammate instead of just not always focused on focusing team first. The thing that I'm waiting to see is how Ryan Kerrigan is going to encourage him to be more of a not only a person who is good against the pass more than the run, I want to see him become more of a multifaceted player in that respect, because with how Kerrigan was, even though he went to the Eagles for his last year, I mean, he left Washington with the all-time sack record, which, honestly, I didn't think we were going to have a player that was going to be able to break Dexter Manley's record just with how things have been.
That brings up something, and I'm glad you brought up Kerrigan. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts of him being part of the defensive coaching staff?
I saw it coming once they had released the defensive line coach. I knew that he was going to be there because when he showed up to training camp and just was kind of walking around there, I knew that there was an ulterior motive that they weren't going to talk about. So when I found out that the defensive line coach got fired, who had been with Rivera for like 12 years, I was like, okay, now I see where this is going. And I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic about him being a coach here. Just because, well, I mean, he was a showstopper, so you do know he saw his potential and how he played through injuries all the time, and he still made an impact for Washington the entire time he was there. So, I mean, I think that him being a coach, it's the best move that they could have hoped to have happen, honestly, because they need some good press, and besides that, if there was any player that you really wanted to have come back and be part of the coaching staff, he's one of the few players that I would think would be a no-brainer right now.
I would say John Riggins, but that's showing my age too. But no, I thought it was interesting. I really did, because even when he went to the Eagles, I forgot he was still playing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In all honesty. But you mentioned the Dexter Manley record, and that is kind of impressive. Mm-hmm. Just because Dex was a beast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to talk about anything. Normally, I would make a stupid joke, but I'm not going to do it because I think what happened to him, I think it still may happen to some athletes where they get kind of pushed through.
Mm-hmm.
And without learning certain abilities. Yeah, Byron knows, you know. And I think what happened to him was tragic. He was basically used high school, college, and even the NFL. But take that away from just his playing skills. Dude was a beast. And the fact that Kerrigan broke, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That is really impressive.
That was one of the last things he did is Redskin was break that record before he went to Philadelphia, and then he didn't really play many games in Philadelphia.
I'm gonna throw some fuel on the fire here a little bit, because Byron knows I love to do it. As a Commanders fan,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
What are your feelings about the name?
I would have rather gone with Red Wolves, because there are so many inappropriate things I can use with Commanders. It's not even funny. And see, yeah. I know you can think of a few. I know Byron can think of a few. So for me, when I look at them, at that name, and like when you go on their website, when it says take command, when you read that, you're just looking at like, okay, you had so many other names you could have chosen. Sure, you're technically in the capital city where the command does take place for the whole U.S., but you couldn't have picked a more fan-friendly name instead of one that basically, I hate to say it, but the reason why they chose that, does that not fit Snyder 100%?
Yeah, but this goes back, and I remember because I was living there when the Bullets became the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. 95, 96, I want to say.
Yeah, and there was a big thing where the fans voted on the names, and two radio guys, Don and Mike, rigged it. So mm-hmm. one of the names had been the Washington Sea Dogs, and I'm sorry, I think that would be a cool name for a basketball team. Sure, I'm sorry, sure. I do, you know, but they no, we're going with the Wizards. I'm thinking, really? You know, but Washington has always kind of had that. I'm surprised they haven't changed the Caps name yet, but they'll get to it. You know, Ovechkin will do something to find out. Yeah, right. So, all right. I'm running out of gas here, Byron. What do you got, buddy? You got to bail me out here, pal.
Yeah, let's pick a couple games. Let's go for the schedule on Sunday. Who's playing? Let's pick some games.
Okay.
Pick them. Here, the first one, Eagles-Lions.
Eagles.
Alan?
Eagles.
I'm picking Byron.
Lions. Really? That's right. You did say you were going to do that. All right. Yes, I forgot about that.
And I'm going to stick with it. 49ers-Bears.
Niners?
That's easy.
With a question mark?
Yeah, okay.
I take the Bears with the upset.
Woo! I'm going to go with the 49ers. Steelers-Bengals. That's a big game. Steelers-Bengals.
Bengals.
Bengals. It's going to be the Bengals.
Bengals.
All right.
Patriots-Dolphins. Patriots-Dolphins.
Why? That's all I got to say is why. I'm going to go with the Patriots only because of Mac Jones. That's the only reason why. I'm going with Mac Jones.
I'll go for the Dolphins, but if the Patriots were going to win, it's going to be because Mac Jones does something phenomenal.
Yeah. Byron?
I'm going with the Dolphins because Dolphins have been beaten up on them the last few years. Panthers,
dude, come on. Victor. You know Victor. He's going to be talking about Tua next week, but go on.
I know. Panthers-Browns, a revenge game. Baker Mayfield.
Panthers.
Panthers.
Browns.
I knew you were going to do that.
Of course. Colts-Texans.
Titans.
I'll say the Colts.
No. Colts. Colts. Texans.
Texans. Oh, Texans. Colts.
Colts.
Yeah. I'm going with Texans.
Just, yeah.
Lovie Smith.
I knew you were going to
do Lovie Smith. Lovie.
You're going to. That's right. Lovie Smith. I do like Lovie.
I love Lovie.
Who is it?
My position coach. Lovie Smith,
great guy.
Coach at college.
Nice.
Saints Falcons.
Saints.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I'll take the Falcons for the upset this time.
Woo! I'm going with the Saints.
That's a brave man right there. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Ever since Jameis got his eyes fixed. I mean, come on.
Now.
Yeah.
Ravens. Okay. Ravens. Jets.
Really? Ravens.
Yes.
Ravens.
I'm going to be difficult. You know, Flacco, Jets. I'm going with the Jets.
Upset. You're just trying to make Joe Caprero smile.
Of course I am. Jaguars.
Commanders? Question mark again?
I'm going to go with them, but I don't feel very confident.
You're going to go Jags, aren't you, Byron? Jaguars.
Of course I'm going to go with the Jaguars. Always.
I figured he would.
Packers-Vikings.
Packers.
I should go with the Packers, so I'll take the Vikings for the upset.
I'm going with the Vikings. They used to give me a paycheck back in the day.
That's right. They did. They did.
Giants-Titans.
Giants for the upset.
That's easy.
Woo! Titans.
It's going to be the Titans, but I'm going to say on record, Giants for the upset.
I'm going with the Giants regardless. I don't care.
There you go. That's my man right there.
Raiders Chargers. Oh, that's a good game.
Chargers.
I'll pick the Raiders.
I'm going with my guy, Justin Herbert, Los Angeles Chargers.
Herbert?
Chiefs. Herbert, yep. Chiefs, Cardinals.
I like the little guy, but I got to go Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. I'm going with them, too. Buccaneers, Cowboys, Sunday night.
I'm going to go out on the record and say, let's go ahead and start building Cowboys fans up for that great, great fall you know they're going to have. I'm going to go Cowboys over the Bucks.
Can't do it. I got to go with the Bucks.
As much as I have down there, and Monday night next week, big game. Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks. Monday.
You already know what I'm going to say. So, you have Geno Smith or Drew Lock as your starter. Come on, blue and orange, baby. I got it all over my basement here. Move on. That's insulting. You would ask me that question, Byron.
I got the Broncos, too. I can't see them doing better over Russell.
Damn it. I'm going with Seattle Seahawks.
I knew. You know what? I'm taking it back. Titans are going to destroy the Giants.
I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
All right.
You're just doing it to get under my skin, Byron. I know it. I know it.
I know. I just throwing gasoline on it.
Of course.
Again, you. Wow. All right. Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
So, how would people be able to get a hold of see what you guys post on Twitter or Instagram, or what do you guys use, John?
I really don't use that much. I have an Instagram account. I don't know what it's under. It might be under JL Ronenberg. It might be under John. I don't know. You know, just if you want to find me, John Ronenberg, Facebook, whatever. You know, I really don't do Twitter. I used to, but every once in a while, RoRonnie48. That's about it. I don't have that big of a social media presence. And mostly it's Facebook, and Byron knows I like to pollute that with everything under the sun. So, yeah. Anyway, Byron?
Byron C. Jones 1 on Twitter, which I never use anyway. But, you know, I'm on Facebook. So, you know, people want to reach me, Facebook. You know, I didn't even think my phone number's on there, too. People have called me on the phone, too. So, you know, blast me about the Giants. So, yeah, I need to take that off. I don't know what I was thinking of.
And of course, you can reach Sportscast at Twitter at Sportscast. Sports Talk.
Yep.
Sportscast 1. Okay. So I want to thank Byron for letting me run my mouth tonight. As an old radio guy, I do like to hear myself talk. Anyone who works with me, they know I like to hear myself talk. But usually when I say something, it's something I believe in and something that I want other people to hear. So, Byron, once again, Victor, thank you for letting me jump in tonight and help out. If you guys ever need anything, you guys know where to reach me. So, Byron, go ahead and do the sign-off, my friend.
One more thing. Last thing. Next week, we're going to dedicate the show to Eric, Mo, Brian, and William, Charles. Watson, two birthday boy guys, two jersey guys. So next week, you know, I want people to call in. You know, I reach out on Saturday when I see him, and we're going to dedicate the whole show to those two people.
And I will be watching. So.